Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everybody, it's Zoe Moon. I hope everybody is having a great week. I'm here to cover the week of April 30th through May 7th, the Thursday through a Thursday. And we have a lot to cover in this week ahead, so it's not going to be a little crazy, fast, little short show again. This time, I want to tell you about a couple different things going on. First of all, tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, Mercury is going to move into Gemini. Now, wherever Mercury travels, so go our thoughts. That rules the mind. It rules the way we communicate what we want to talk about, what we want to ask for, the decisions we want to make. And in Gemini, this is the sign that Mercury rules first and foremost. So it is the sign of the mind and the ideas and the agreements and what you write and what you ask for and what you sign and what you sell. So it's very powerful in this placement. And typically, Mercury moves through Gemini between 2 and 3 weeks, okay? But this time, Mercury is going to end up retrograding in May, on May 18th in Gemini. So it's going to extend the stay of Mercury in Gemini for 69 days. Perfect little number there to remember. So we're going to have quite a long time to figure out what it is we're meant to decide, or the information we really need to hear, or the big decision we need to make. So you got plenty of time. And as this moves in this evening, we start to get pulled towards the topic that we will be invested in for these next 69 days. So I want to break it down for you. In that tonight we start to think about whatever it's going to be. I'm going to talk about each sign, what that could be for you guys to help you kind of hone in on it. And then when we get to the 4th, which is Monday, the 4th of May, Mercury enters the shadow of the retrograde. So things do start to slow down. And you do start to think about past people or situations or opportunities or issues, or you might get wind of something. Somebody might come by. There might be some, something in the wind there. And then on the 18th, it retrogrades, and it stays in retrograde until June 11th. And then it will go direct on June 11th, but it will not exit the shadow until June 27th. This retrograde is going to happen between the 4th and the 13th degree of Gemini. So for you guys out there listening who are into your astrology and you know your charts, then you know that if you have a planet that lies between 4 and 13 degrees of Gemini, or any of the mutable signs, Virgo, Sagittarius, Pisces, Gemini, that you will have moments in this time that, it's definitely going to gear in on that particular planet's energy. So you can look at what you have in those degree, in that degree span, and realize that it's going to require a lot of your attention as we go forward. So, going ahead in this week, we do start to see some of the slowdown. We do start to see the potential for, mix-ups and glitches, which can happen during a Mercury retrograde. And I think it's important to list the topics here that Gemini rules. Gemini rules our talks and meetings. So we need to really start to think who we need to get in there with. Or we might hear from some people and they're letting us know, right? It rules the agreements that we sign, negotiations for terms in an agreement. It rules the sales that we want to make or that we've made in the past. It rules all transportation. And so this is why you can see more mechanical issues with, your vehicles during this period. And this is a good time to go ahead and, check and make sure everything is in good running order. So your cars and your short trips and what you're doing out there on the road is going to be something that you're making choices about a lot more in these weeks ahead. It rules electronics. It rules your neighbors, your neighborhood, your brothers and your sisters. Offers that come in. What else? Am I leaving something out? Interviews and auditions. I just have the list swirling in my head. So, anything in that communications realm, anything in your local environment, and really getting serious about your ideas and what you want to get together. So I'm not going to really focus a lot on what the retrograde actually means, because we will hit that in the show that runs over the course of the 18th, and I'll go into more depth with it then. But I would say that you should pay attention to what pops up in this week ahead, because I do believe you're going to be working with it for a while. And this topic is going to have a lot of forward momentum, because Mars is going to get into the mix too in May. If you haven't read your May monthly, you should definitely go over to the site, which is zoemoonastrologyblogspot.com, and Zoe, Zoe, and read about all this energy that's going to be here. So you're going to have a lot of forward momentum. And then when Mercury's retrograding over this stuff, it's going to give you that opportunity to go back, if there is that past person or situation or issue or opportunity, to go back and grab hold of it as you move forward, or rework it in some way. There may be somebody or something you need to let go of so that you can move forward. There may be something in the past that is part of this forward motion. Oh, I have such a great example, but I didn't ask permission to share it with you. As it's popping in my head right now, I know somebody who's actually going to be living this big time. But maybe next show I'll talk about examples after I get permission. So, it's going to really, really give us a lot going on in this week to grab hold of. And Monday the 4th really may be pivotal, because as we start to enter into that shadow, you might get that big clue as to what direction this is all going to take. And when we're just looking at this week that falls between April 30th and May 7th, tonight, as Mercury enters Gemini, that's big. The fourth, when we have the shadow start to take hold, that's big. But there is one Mercury day in this week-long period, and that's Sunday. And Mercury is going to sit in opposition to Saturn. So it is going to involve a talk or a meeting with another individual, and something serious there, something you want to commit to long term, or something that you're ready to end, or something that you're seriously trying to structure, or something going on with limits or ambitions or responsibilities. The Saturn themes. So check out who you're talking to or who you're hearing from on Sunday the 3rd, because that may be another part of, what you're going to be working with, since it's the very first aspect we get. So that's our Mercury theme. The next thing that's happening in this week ahead is that we have the very last eclipse trigger date activated. So if you look back, we had that lunar eclipse on April 4th, and it was at 14 degrees of Libra. And so this Saturday, May 2nd, is the trigger date for that. So if you did not have something major come through, achieved, celebrated, or something major end or wrap up involving a Libra theme, which means one of your relationships, something going on with a romantic partner or business partner, a specialist or expert, a client, an agent, an attorney, a competitor, an opponent, one of these key people, or something in the Libra realm of balance or justice or equitable situations and being fair. Then you may see this, peak in some kind of big way on Saturday the 2nd. And, these things are in time cycles. It's in the flow. Something is, you need to allow it to happen, whatever this is going to be. You want to be in the right kind of relationship, and you want to be in the right kind of balance. So trust what is evolving around you and this other person, or you and this situation, on Saturday, because some of you will be triggered at this point if this has not happened already. This is the last trigger date we have. The next topic, I told you there's a lot, is that we are having a Scorpio full moon on Sunday the 3rd. So you know, when we have a full moon, we have something escalating and wrapping up or achieved and celebrated. Same kind of thing that we're seeing with the trigger the day before. But this is in Scorpio, so we have something major escalating and coming to that high point in our sex life or intimate connections with our reproductive needs, with a mortality issue or a birth, with a divorce. Or Scorpio also rules all the major financial concerns, so there could be something big wrapping up or coming to the debt or the inheritance or bankruptcy, your tax, your insurance, your alimony, your child support, your pensions, investment settlements, partners, money. And I mean, that's financial, that's your income. So in one or several of those areas, you expect something to be escalating and you know, have reached its zenith by Sunday the 3rd. And maybe build in that. You may see it kind of burst through on Saturday. You know, it can come together in the days building up to it. By Sunday the 3rd, you should see either having reached a high point for your year that you want to celebrate or wrapping up that ending. Okay. The last thing that's going on in this week ahead that I felt was worthy of talking about is that we have two solar days that stand out. Solar days are days where you know you're going to be showing up over this topic. You're going to be there either physically or you're going to have some personal vested interest in it. You might have your name tied to it or a signature on the dotted line about it. You might have your image on it or your brand invested in it in some way. So it's about you being in that mix. And our solar days in this week ahead are Monday the 4th and Wednesday the 6th. I couldn't read my writing. Wednesday the 6th. Okay. So solar days, these are peak days for making money or for doing something with your valuables, your objects, your possessions, or for making purchases or for stepping up to make sure this Taurus energy. So Monday the 4th, you're going to be doing that and going big on something creative or in the name of love or for kids or with something fun. And on Wednesday the 6th, you're going to have an opportunity to evolve something here that plays out on the career front or plays out with some major, with some authority type in the mix, like a boss, parent, judge, mentor, director, established higher up person. Show up, be part of it. Monday and Wednesday, these are important days. That's our major overview. And when I start to break this down, I said that I would start with Taurus while we had the solar energy in Taurus. So we're going to start with Taurus tonight. And so when we're looking at this Mercury entering into Gemini and all the 69 days you're going to have focused here, you're entering into a time frame, Taurus, where it's important, I had to do it, that you guys get in there and have your meetings and talks and negotiations and sign your agreements and auditions, write, do your speaking roles and field your offers. Focused on making money, focused on your possessions, and focused on your purchases. Straight up, that's where it's at. You're going to have way more days in this area than you've had in a very long time. So you pull the phone's going to ring off the hook, and you're going to just be running around locally, making short trips, and all about. And you can expect some of that past to come back around. So some opportunities may lay up ahead when we get to the retrograde. Double check, you know, starting this week as the shadows just unfold before it, double check all information. Make sure your checks are for the amount they're supposed to be. You know, make sure you keep your receipts and don't lose your receipts when you make purchases. Check the receipts, make sure they're for the right amount and weren't overcharged. Anything like that. Double check your Mercury themes during this, but do realize this is going to be a lot of momentum and a lot of potential in these. The eclipse trigger day, which may only a percentage of people are activated on this last trigger date, but I'm going to throw it out there. Saturday the 2nd may bring up something really escalating in some way, with a key person involved with your work or involved with your health or involved with paperwork that you're signing or to sign. They could have some connection they could be like involved with a coworker or someone you've hired, like an agent or attorney or specialist, or they could be involved with the animals in your life. You take your pet to a vet or something key, or you're deciding who gets the animals with the partner. So for Taurus, if there is something that needs to finally come through, be achieved, be celebrated with somebody in one of these areas, or something's ending or wrapping up and run its course, then you're going to see that happen on Saturday the 2nd. Then you have your full moon in your relationship zone on Sunday the 3rd. And this is important because something is definitely coming through and celebrated or wrapping up an ending with a key relationship. So you look to your romantic partners, your business partners, your agents, your attorneys, your specialists, your clients, your competitors, and you see what you can bring to a climax there through Scorpio themes. It's going to either be sexual or through the divorce or through the financially shared arena. Or reproductively, I suppose we could say. And then the solar energy that is going to take hold on Monday and Wednesday, the 4th and 6th, is about Taurus. So you guys just showing up for yourself, if you want to do your haircut, get a massage, if you need to make it have your presence known somewhere, make an appearance, anything where you can take the lead. These are days that stand out for you. On Monday, it'll be over something big going on with home renovations, moves, real estate deals, family, parent, or roommate. And on Wednesday, it will align favorably with something major going on with legal, travel, educational, media, marketing. I guess I should include religious and political themes too. So any kind of powerful transformations you want to make there. I should say, when it comes to your Mercury topics, Taurus, with income and possessions and purchases, that talk or meeting or news you hear on Sunday the 3rd and having this other person will bring to the forefront. So it just kind of adds to that full topic with sex or divorce or the big financial picture or reproductive need. For Gemini, Mercury about to enter your sign, baby, tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern and stay for 69 days. I mean, if ever there was anything so appropriate, then I just don't know. Gemini, get ready to, be the ultimate flirt, the ultimate thinker and talker and information channeler, the person interested in every topic on the planet and able to talk a little bit about all of it because you guys are great at that. You are going to hear a lot more people, and this is a time where you may be on everybody's list. They might be, not literally, we hope, but okay. You guys can be talked about a great deal during this time, and it really helps you before you even show up. So, anything that you want to set up, talks and meetings and sales and agreements and short trips that revolve around you or your body or your image or your brand or your name, title, signature, or personal needs, this is it. It's a fantastic time. And pay attention to, kind of turns a little bit starting on Monday because this is where it's really going to focus in for you. And do note that on Sunday the 3rd, there is that serious one-on-one conversation or bit of information involving a key other person in the mix. So, the partner, client, specialist, representative, competitor is going to show up. That you can deal with, which will also be part of this ongoing story. So then if you're going to the eclipse on Saturday the 2nd, it will bring something to go ahead in your love life, with your lover, with your children, with a creative, something recreational. So look for anything big happening here with another person. Look for a major ending or a major celebration or achievement or, high peak here. And the full moon in Scorpio on Sunday the 3rd for Gemini. This is about something escalating around, escalated by Sunday. You will reach that, peak moment of celebration, achievement, or ending with a work situation, with paperwork, pets, with coworkers, or people you hire. And then when we look at the solar energy in the week ahead on Monday and Wednesday. Gemini showing up behind the scenes, you know? So this may be some kind of secret tryst, you know, liaison going on with you and somebody romantically on Monday and Wednesday. This could be showing up in some artistic, the film, the music, painting, the poetry, the dance, anything artistic. It could be you showing up involved in something spiritual, your meditation or yoga or nature. It could be you with something healing or hospital oriented and kind of showing up for that. And it could be research oriented. So however you're showing up here, and I, as a Gemini rising, I'm realizing I know how I'm showing up on Monday because I have to take my mother to have a procedure done at the hospital. So there you have it. So, you know, Monday will involve a short trip or something local or something, you know, through communications that is a big deal. And Wednesday, there's some chance for you do behind the scenes, either in healing, art, romance, spirituality, or research, to connect favorably to a big financial situation or to your sex life or what's going on with the divorce. All right, for Cancer. The other room is just like freaking out. What's going on? Okay, Cancer. Mercury moving into that mystical field, behind the scenes field for you for the next 69 days, starting tonight. Are you ready? Oh boy. So, you know, Cancer, again, this is for you guys. Thoughts are turning to these topics. You're going to be in a lot more talks and meetings, a lot more agreements or sales or offers or negotiations, a lot more short trips or local activities. And they're going to focus on either, you know, romance and romantic getaways and trips, or they're going to focus on your artistic projects or interests. It's going to focus on your spiritual practices, any rest or recuperation, any healing or hospital activities, or research and development. Those are your themes. Get ready. Time to write, time to talk, time to find things, time to meet and make decisions here. So, you know, you might start to be pulled that way tonight. Definitely when we get to Monday the 4th and the shadow gets hit with this, you guys might start to, you know, feel a little bit of a shift around that and look for what comes up for you guys, you know, at that point, because it may be describing part of what's going to be going on over the next 69 days. There will be a talk or some news or information involving another person on Sunday that ties in with all of it. And this is kind of serious stuff. It might be, you know, ambitious, or it might be, you know, serious in another kind of way. But it will focus with this other person on work or health or paperwork or pets or people you hire or coworkers. So whatever that is, you'll know when it hits. And again, maybe part of this ongoing story. If you are going to be triggered by this last lunar eclipse trigger date, it happens on Saturday the 2nd, will involve a key individual and will be about what's going on with your home, a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, your family, parent, or roommate. So you want to see it something, you know, achieved, celebrated here, or something ending, wrapping up in this arena. If you are still to be triggered with this. Not everybody will be. And then Sunday the 3rd, we have that big Scorpio full moon. So by Sunday the 3rd, you can expect to have reached some high point, wrapped something up, or marked an ending, or celebrated the good stuff here when it comes to your love life, your lover, your children, your creative projects, or anything recreational. So go for it. And then when we look at solar energy in this week ahead for Cancer, Monday the 4th, Wednesday the 6th, stand out. These are days you show up, you get involved. Either you're there physically, you're more personally involved, your name or your title or your signature or your brand or image is involved. And for Cancer, this is social. So, you know, you're out there with friends or with a group activity or online or through astrology or charities or social networking, or really pursuing some big aspiration that you have. And Monday, this is going to kind of push the doors open when it comes to making money or doing something with your possessions or purchases. Wednesday, it will align very powerfully and favorably to a partner, agent, attorney, specialist, client, or other key relationship. For Leo, in this crazy week ahead, first of all, Mercury entering Gemini tonight on Thursday, the 30th of April, is going to kick off 69 days of amplified talks and meetings and offers and agreements and sales and writing and speaking roles and interviews and decisions that for Leo are going to focus on your big aspirations, could focus on your freedom or anything original you're involved in, and are going to focus in on all that social change. So, you know, a lot more involving friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, social networking, gatherings, parties, events, anything that puts you in the flow with other people and like-minded individuals. So get ready. You're going to be popular, Leo. And if you're going to be triggered, well, no, let me just say, you know, definitely look for any shift as we enter the shadow on Monday the 4th, because that'll tell you part of the story. Also look for whatever conversation or news or information comes in regarding another person in the mix on Sunday the 3rd. They tie in some kind of serious way with your creativity, your love life, your kids, or the fun you want to have. All right, so if you're going to be triggered by this last lunar eclipse trigger date, it will happen on Saturday the 2nd. Not all of you will be, some of you will be. And so that would mean some kind of big news or agreement or sale or some kind of big thing around your writing or your interview or audition or your offer or decision or short trip that involves a partner, representative, client, specialist, competitor, opponent, or any other key relationship. So, you know, if you've been waiting on news or information or to make a decision or any of those other things, then you could see this have some kind of finality finally on Saturday the 2nd. The full moon in Scorpio on the 3rd for Leo is going to bring something to a big climax in the home, about the home, with your family, your parents, your roommates, or with real estate deals, moves, renovations, or anything else that revolves around the core root of your chart. For Leo, you know, look to something escalating here sexually or through the divorce or through the big financial picture. Things are finally coming through, achieved, celebrated, or they're wrapping up or ending in this area. And then solar energy in the week ahead, activated on Monday the 4th and Wednesday the 6th. For Leo, this is really about you guys showing up, being front and center when it comes to career or when it comes to kind of recognition or something involving a big personal or an authority figure like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, anybody else who you think of as higher up. So Monday, you know, you're there involved in this or you're tied into it in some kind of personal way, and it's something big for you, okay? And then on Wednesday the 6th, it is going to align very favorably with your job or with your health or health in general or with paperwork or with anything that involves your animals, your coworkers, or people you hire. Okay? All righty then. I'm talking to myself. All right, Virgo. Virgos, our sweet dear Virgos, are co-ruled by Mercury. And so, you know, having Mercury move into Gemini and start this extended 69-day stay, I mean, it's a big deal for Virgos. So all thoughts turn to these topics, and you're going to be entering into way more talks and meetings and agreements and negotiations and sales and short trips and writing and speaking roles and interviews and auditions and office decisions that focus on your 10th house. So for Virgo, this is a huge time you're entering into for your career, for your fame and reputation and notoriety, for your achievements and successes, for any big personal goals, and anything involving the parent, the boss, the judge, or any other kind of higher up established or older person in your life. So get ready. You know, you might start to feel it tonight as it moves in. Definitely see a shift a little bit with it as the shadow of the retrograde that will happen. Shadow starts on Monday the 4th. And note, who you're involved with, talking to or hearing information about that in some way impacts home, real estate, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates for you, because that is in balance with these goals or what you're trying to achieve, et cetera, moving forward. And who that is may play into what you're going to be going back and forth over in these days and weeks ahead. Okay. If your date, eclipse energy, and if you are to be triggered, it would happen Saturday 2nd, and it would involve a key individual and your income or your possessions or your purchases. So if you've been trying to wrap something up there or trying to get something to come through, then you'll either be celebrating that or marking that ending on Saturday the 2nd if you are yet to still be triggered with that. The Scorpio full moon on Sunday the 3rd is going to bring one big topic to a head for you, which will either be something coming through or ending, celebrated, achieved, or wrapping up when it comes to a meeting, a talk, an agreement, a sale, your writing, your proposals, your offer, your brother, your sister, your neighbors, your neighborhood, short trips or local activities, your vehicles or electronics. So you got a lot there in the mix. And one of those things, at least, is wrapping up big time over Scorpio themes, either some kind of shared financial situation or something that involves your sex life, divorce, sexuality in general, reproductive needs, life and death situations. So there you have it. And then the solar energy ahead for Virgo is going to peak on Monday the 4th and Wednesday the 6th. Virgo, this is going to have you guys front and center with, you know, showing up either personally, physically, or putting your name on the dotted line or putting your title or brand into the mix in some way. So the focus here for Virgo is with legal matters, with media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting topics, anything educational, anything with travel plans or people at a distance, anything with weddings, religion, or politics. Pick one, go for it. Monday, you show up there, and there's something big going on behind the scenes in all of this. And Wednesday, there is something aligning very powerfully and favorably in all of that that ties in with your love life or your creative projects, your kids, or the recreational interests that you have. So there you have it for Virgo. For Libra, okay, Mercury is entering Gemini tonight, which is, if you're listening live, Thursday the 30th, and it is going to travel through this sign for a very extended period for 69 days, all the way until July 8th, because there will be a retrograde in the middle of all of it. So your thoughts, your decision-making, the offers, the agreements, the sales, the writing, the meetings, the talks, and the decisions are all going to start focusing on the ninth house, Libra. So this means, you know, this is a very important time for media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity interests. Very important time for travel plans or foreign interests or people at a distance or import-export. Very important for educational pursuits, either, you know, getting certified in something, taking a class or teaching. Very important for legal documents or interests or issues. Very important for weddings or religious interests or politics. So pick one, pick them all. It doesn't matter. Whatever you're interested in, this is where it's going to get very, very busy. And you may note a shift in this, you know, on Monday in one of these areas or a couple of these areas. It'll be part of the long-term story going on as you enter the shadow. Also on Sunday the 3rd, there will be a significant one-on-one with somebody over one of these topics, which will be serious and, again, kind of lead you into this major story that's about to open up before you. So pay attention to who's there over these topics with you on Sunday the 3rd. All right, Libra, if you are to be triggered by this very last lunar eclipse trigger date, it's the last one we get. Not all of you will be triggered. A small percentage of you will, though. And this is in your sign. So on Saturday the 2nd, there may be something very big ending, or coming through, achieved, celebrated, something very big here for you, about you. It could be some goal you've had finally being reached or wrapping up. It could be about your body, something going on with that. It could be about your image, your brand, your name, your title, your signature on something, or, you know, anything that's focused in on you. So, you know, maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe it already happened for you guys, but you'll see on Saturday the 2nd. Then this full moon that's happening in Scorpio on Sunday the 3rd, Libra, this is some big finalization when it comes to your income, your purchase, or your possessions. So, you know, something big is celebrated, achieved, something comes through for you finally, or something wraps up or ends in one or several of those areas by Sunday the 3rd. And when we start to look at solar energy in the week ahead on Monday and Wednesday, the 4th and 6th of May, for Libra, this is going to put you guys front and center. You're either there physically or you're more personally involved, or your name is on the dotted line, or your title or your brand or your image. Something about you is there in the mix on Monday the 4th and Wednesday the 6th. And it's all about sex, or it's all about divorce, or it's about some kind of big financial thing. Maybe you're at the loan officers, or you're, you know, off paying your taxes, or you're in the insurance office, or you're signing the insurance papers, or, you know, whatever the big finance. Maybe you're getting your big commission check, you know. So on Monday the 4th, and I should also say reproductive needs can fall into this, or a birth, or mortality issues. So you might be showing up to deal with some of these topics as well. So on Monday, this aligns in some kind of big way with a friend group, the internet, astrology charity, or some aspiration of yours. And on Wednesday, it aligns very favorably and powerfully with home, real estate, family, parents, roommates, moves, or renovations. So there you have it. I have to take a sip. I'm only one voice. All right. Scorpio. Scorpio, Mercury is about to get all over your story here, starting tonight, Thursday the 30th at 10 o'clock Eastern. And Mercury is going to move into your 8th house and travel there for 69 days until July 8th. So you are going to be extremely focused on a lot of talks and meetings and ideas and offers and agreements and sales and writing and speaking roles and interviews and auditions and short trips and decisions that involve a divorce or someone you've divorced, that involve your sex life or your sexual partner, that involve your reproductive needs, that involve a birth, a mortality issue, or any or all of the major financial topics, loans, debt, inheritance, bankruptcy, insurance, taxes, alimony, child support, commissions, royalties, investments, settlements, partners, money, or any other one that I left out, okay? So big, big, big time that you're entering in. Expect to hear from a lot more people. Expect to get very busy in these areas. Getting to go back to the past as part of this story as you move forward with a lot of dynamic energy here sexually with the divorce, the finances, or any of the other topics I listed. Do note that we enter the shadow of the retrograde here on Monday the 4th, so you might kind of feel that pull towards the past and see what direction that's going to take you on Monday the 4th. Also, there will be a serious talk meeting or some kind of news or information on Sunday the 3rd that ties in with this theme and probably has something to do with income or possessions or purchases or being valued in some way. So pay attention to who this person is and what this is about, because it will be part of your big story as well. All right. If you are to be triggered by the very final eclipse trigger date, which is from the lunar Libra eclipse, then it would happen on Saturday the 2nd. So for some of you Scorpios out there, there will be some big high point with something coming through or achieved or celebrated or something wrapping up or ending involving a key other person and what's been going on behind the scenes. So this could be with a romantic tryst or getaway, or with a spiritual practice or with your psychic abilities or your dreams or anything with healing or hospitals or anything with art, film, music, poetry, dance, sculpture, anything in the artistic muse realm, or in a research or development arena with a key other person. So expect some kind of real big high point or ending with this person if you are to be triggered with them. And this would be a major one on Saturday the 2nd. Then the full moon on the 3rd is in your sign, Scorpio. So this is a very big high point for you guys, and you're building in it, to it in the days leading up to it. So something is big coming through for you, wrapping up, ending, achieved, celebrated, all about you. So it may have to do with some recognition that you have at this time. It could be an ending to your name or title or something coming through with that. It could be something resolving with your body, your image, your brand, or a big personal goal that you have. So big day, Sunday the 3rd. And then solar energy in the week ahead for Scorpio, Monday the 4th and Wednesday the 6th. You show up, you're there. And for you guys, this is about relationships. So you're physically there or you're personally involved or your name somehow is on the dotted line or tied to it or your title or your brand or your image. And it ties in with this romantic partner or business partner or client, specialist, competitor, agent, attorney, or other representative, any key one-on-one relationships. So Monday the 4th, show up for it and realize there's something big here involving a goal, your career, your reputation, or an authority figure in the mix. And then on Wednesday the 6th, there's something very powerful and very positive aligned with this person involving an offer, an agreement, a sale, your writing, your speaking role, your decision, your meeting, something there in the communication realm. So go for that. For Sagittarius, Mercury is moving into Gemini Thursday the 30th tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern and is going to take up a 69-day transit here, very extended transit because of an impending retrograde in the middle of May. And so you're going to have plenty of time, Sag, to really make some decisions, go back over some things, revise, review, reconnect, release if necessary, get in there and talk some meetings and field your offers and sign agreements or renegotiate them or look at sales and short trips. And for Sag, it's 100% focused on key relationships. So get ready to get very busy with your clients, with your specialist, with your expert, with your attorney or agent or other representative, with your romantic partner, your business partner, your competition or opponents. Whoever these one-on-one people are, this is the time. This is, you haven't had this kind of extended energy here and backed up by Mars very soon in May to just make it incredibly dynamic. So get ready and note how things shift a little bit on Monday the 4th, because that'll be giving you a clue to part of the story as you start to feel the shadow of the retrograde begin. And also note who you're involved with talking to, or who you wanted to hear from and didn't, or, you know, anything that would bring up this key individual with you on Sunday the 3rd, because that is definitely part of the ongoing story that is about to unfold. All right, so for Sagittarius, if you guys are going to be triggered by this very last lunar eclipse trigger date, it would happen on Saturday the 2nd. It would bring some kind of very peak ending or achievement involving a key other person and your aspirations or what's going on with a friend, a group, the internet, astrology, charity, some kind of gathering, party event, or social networking topic. Or it could tie in very specifically to your freedom or your original ideas and aspirations. Sunday, the 3rd of May, is the full moon in Scorpio. And so this is, the very next day and another major peak. And for Sagittarius, this is bringing something through or wrapping something up that involves healing or hospitals, a time of isolation or rest and recuperation, a romantic tryst or getaway, anything involving art, film, music, or anything else muse-related. Anything involving your spiritual practices or interests or research and development. I know that's a lot. But at least one of these things is going to be escalating by coming through, celebrating your life in some way in these themes, or wrapping up an ending. And when we look at solar energy in the week ahead for Sagittarius, you guys are going to be showing up Monday and Wednesday big time, either on the job or in pursuit of work. These are important days. Or if it's not work-related, this is going to be about a health matter or the paperwork, the pets, the coworker, or the person you've hired or are hiring. So show up, get involved. And Monday, it will align with something big here in the legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious or political arena. And on Wednesday, it will align very powerfully and very favorably with your positions or your purchases. So yes and yes. I don't know. All right, you guys. Capricorn. Mercury is moving tonight, Thursday the 3rd, into Gemini, and it is going to stay for 69 days until July 8th. And this is a very long time because in the middle it's going to retrograde, so you're going to have a chance to go back and redo something or reconnect. But for Capricorn, this is going to turn your thoughts to these topics. It's going to get you into more meetings, more talks, more offers, more sales, more agreements, more writing, more speaking roles, short trips, local activities, offers and decisions. And Capricorn, this is either going to be playing out all around your job, or it's going to be involving coworkers or people you hire. It can be focused on paperwork, the details, the organizing, the cleanup. It can also take another turn and really focus on health during this period or on pets. And you're very welcome to focus it on all of those topics because you're going to have more energy here than you've had in years. And it's going to last longer. And you're going to have an opportunity to get it right. So dive in. Notice what you're thinking about and what you're, you know, involved in tonight as it starts to enter. Notice any shift in this energy in your thoughts or any news or information you're getting on Monday the 4th as we start to enter the shadow of the retrograde. You might get some clues as to what's really going to be relevant. And also notice who you're in conversations with or trying to reach and can't reach, or, you know, who that other person is on Sunday the 3rd over one of these topics, work, health, pets, paperwork, coworkers, people you hire, and what's going on here in the serious realm involving healing, hospitals, rest, recuperation, research, development, romance, spirituality, or artistic interests, because that's going to play a part in this story too. So it's giving you some heads up about what it's all going to be about. All right, so if you're going to be triggered by this eclipse trigger date, Capricorn, it would happen on Saturday the 2nd. Not all of you guys will be, but some of you guys are going to have something really big involving another key person and your career or your major goal you've set or your reputation or fame or anything involving a boss, parent, judge, or other kind of authority figure, established person. So something very big can be coming through with this key person, you know, your client or your representative or your partner or specialist or agent or competitor, or something can be, you know, wrapping up and finalizing. Then we have that full moon in Scorpio on Sunday the 3rd. So by Sunday the 3rd, you're seeing something, again, hit some peak high point with a major ending or a major celebration or achievement. For Capricorn, this involves a friend or a group or the internet or something with astrology or charities or something involving a big aspiration that you have, or your freedom, or your originality. So whatever you're working towards there, expect something to finally be, you know, at its zenith by Sunday the 3rd. And then solar energy for Capricorn in this week ahead, Monday the 4th, Wednesday the 6th. These are big days for you guys to show up, to be front and center when it comes to the loving. So you might be in there with your lover or pursuing somebody that you are attracted to. Or it could be about the children or the child and you're showing up for them, or it could be about a creative project and you're center in the mix with that, or something recreational that you want to get involved with. So you're there personally involved or physically involved, or your name's tied into it or your signature, etc. And Monday, this is going to tie in with something big involving sex, reproductive needs, divorce, big financial topics like insurance, taxes, settlements, investments, whatever. And then Wednesday, it is going to tie in very powerfully and very favorably to you, Capricorn. So something intense and deep and positive going on with you and a lover, child, or creative project or fun zone. All right, for Aquarius, Mercury is moving into Gemini tonight, Thursday the 30th of April. It is going to travel through Gemini until July 8th, giving you 69 days of talks and meetings and offers and proposals and agreements and sales and writing and short trips and local activities and decisions that are all about true love, your lover, your love life, the kids, the creative projects, and the creative interests, and having fun, whatever you're doing recreationally. So I think we're all going to sign up to be Aquarius for the next 69 days. So, start thinking about it. You're going to get very busy here. You haven't had energy like this in a very long time. Start to notice what's on your mind and what you're, wanting tonight as it moves in. And definitely pay attention to anything that kind of shifts on Monday the 4th of May as we enter into the retrograde shadow. And definitely notice what happens with another person over one of these topics on Sunday the 3rd and how that affects, parties, gatherings, friends, groups, your freedom, your aspirations, the internet, anything that is social or about what you want in the mix, because that as well will be coloring the story up ahead for you guys. If you are to be triggered by this eclipse trigger date, Aquarius, not all of you will be, but some of you will be, and that would happen on Saturday the 2nd, which will be a big high point of some kind of celebration or achievement or something coming through, or some kind of big ending or wrapping up of something with this key person. And Aquarius, it'll play out through legal channels, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, publicity, travel plans, people at a distance, educational pursuits, weddings, religion, or politics. So, you may have some kind of really big deal thing coming through or wrapping up on Saturday the 2nd with them over this. And then on Sunday the 3rd, we have that major full moon in Scorpio. And so Aquarius, something big is, again, coming through, achieved, celebrated, or wrapping up an ending. This time, it will involve your career, a major personal goal, or something with an authority figure, like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor. And Scorpio themes, so with that goal or career thing is tied in or authority figures tied in with a big financial situation or there's something sexual or something with divorce or third-party topics, then you can see this wrapping up or coming through. And then when we look at solar energy in this week ahead, Monday the 4th of May, Wednesday the 6th of May, Aquarians are going to be showing up. They're personally involved. They're physically there. Their name's on the dotted line, their title or their image or brand somehow involved. And it's all about the home or a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, family, parent, or roommate topic, okay? So Monday, you're there, and it's all about something big going on with an agent, attorney, client, partner, specialist, opponent, competitor, some key relationship in the mix. And then Wednesday, it aligns favorably and powerfully to something very intense going on behind closed doors. So there might be some great research or development. There might be something with a romantic tryst or healing or recuperation or hospitals or your artistic pursuits or spiritual practices in that realm. All right. For Pisces, Mercury entering Gemini tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern, that's Thursday the 30th of April, is kicking off a 69-day transit through July 8th. Where thoughts are going to be turned to your home, your real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, childhood issues, parents, roommates, your personal security, your history, everything at the root core of your chart. This is where it's at. You're going to have way more talks and meetings, offers and agreements, sales, negotiations, going back to the past and going forward with it or reworking it in some way. A lot of, big decisions here that are going to propel you through these next 69 days. So pay attention to what's coming up tonight as we enter into this field. that might give you some ideas, you know, what you're thinking about. It's going to be a big part of the next 69 days. Pay attention to any kind of shift in this energy field on Monday, because we enter the shadow of the retrograde, so you might get something coming back or, you know, shifting in some way that tells you something. And also Sunday the 3rd, pay attention to the other person in the mix and the serious side of what's going on with them and how the goal aligns or what's going on with the career as it ties into this, or how does the authority figure play into this. And that will also give you a clue as to what's going to be happening in these next 69 days. So Pisces, if you're going to be triggered by this last lunar eclipse trigger date, it happens on Saturday the 2nd. And so for Pisces, some of you will be. And that would mean a key relationship, partner, client, specialist, competitor, representative, advocate, opponent. Okay, one key person, and something escalating here in your sex life with a reproductive need, a birth, a mortality issue, a divorce, or anything in the big financial realm, the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the insurance, the taxes, the commissions, the alimony, child support, investments, settlements, or partner's money. So, you know, something big can come through, be celebrated, achieved here on the 2nd. Or something can wrap up and end in this area if you're to be triggered by this on Saturday the 2nd. Next, we have a full moon in Scorpio on Sunday the 3rd. So you're kind of building emotionally to that. And again, you have some kind of big escalation with something coming through, celebrated, achieved, or something ending and wrapping up. And for Pisces, this is going to be in the legal realm or with a media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing topic. Or with a trip, or with a person at a distance, or something foreign, or import-export. Or it could be in the educational realm, teaching or learning or getting certified in something. It could be about a wedding. It could be about religion or politics. So in any of those higher-minded arenas, you can see something really big kind of hitting its stride, financially, sexually, through the divorce, or through some kind of third-party situation here on Sunday the 3rd, or by Sunday the 3rd. And Pisces, when we look at this solar energy in the week ahead on Monday the 4th and Wednesday the 6th, you're going to be showing up. You're going to be in the mix, front and center. You're there physically, or you're personally involved, or you're tying in your image, your brand, your name, your title, your signature, some personal desire that you have here. And Pisces, this is going to be about an agreement or a sale, or an offer, or a proposal, or something that you're in talks or meetings or negotiations about. It could also be about a short trip or a local activity you're involved in. It could also tie into the mundane side of this house, which would mean you're in there with the brother, the sister, the neighbor, the vehicles, or the electronics. So whatever it is, it'll probably be the same thing on both days for you. Show up, get involved. On Monday, there's something that is big here in the mix involving health, work, paperwork, coworkers, people you hire, or the animals. And on Wednesday, there's a really powerful and really positive alignment from one of these themes of yours tied into a friend or a group or the internet or astrology or charities or some kind of gathering or social networking situation. Also could tie in positively and powerfully with your freedom or original ideas or aspirations. So there you have it. And for Aries, looking forward in this week ahead, Mercury is entering Gemini tonight, Thursday the 30th, and this is kicking off a 69-day cycle that lasts until July 8th, a very long extended period for Mercury to be in his own sign, because he will take you back over topics from the past or people or situations from the past in the middle of all of it during a retrograde. And so giving you plenty of time to get it right. And it's in your communication zone, Aries. So this is one of the biggest periods you've ever entered in a very long time. For meetings, important talks, important offers or proposals, important ideas, decisions, short trips, local activities, sales, agreements, negotiations. Where people talk to you and together with you, be extremely busy time for you, and you're going to get to go back and forth until you get it right. So pay attention to what comes through if you're listening to this live, what happens later tonight, what you're thinking about, what's on your mind, or what you're hearing about. You may be holding clues to the story that's going to unfold in the next 69 days. Also pay attention to what shifts in any way in those areas on Monday the 4th as we enter the shadow of the retrograde. And also pay attention to what happens on Sunday the 3rd with another person, a key individual. And this person is going to, in some way, tie in travel or distance. Maybe they're at a distance from you, or some kind of trip that's being planned, or foreign interests, or foreign person, or import-export. Or they can tie in with educational pursuits, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing arenas, legal agreements or issues, anything with weddings, anything with religion or politics. This is a key part to what's going on as well. So see what comes up for you on Sunday the 3rd. If you are going to be triggered by the very last lunar eclipse trigger date, Aries, this would happen on Saturday the 2nd. And not all of you will be, but some of you will be. So there may be some kind of really big deal thing happening with or about a romantic partner, business partner, client, specialist, attorney, agent, competitor, opponent, or any other key relationship that you're dealing with one-on-one. So this is something big ending, something big wrapping up with this person, something big coming through, a breakthrough, an achievement, success, a big celebration. You know, it's a final major high point one way or the other with or about or through this person. So if you haven't had that yet, you may get this on Saturday the 2nd. And then this is followed the next day, Sunday the 3rd, we have a full moon in Scorpio. So for Aries, again, something very big coming through, achieved, celebrated, or ending, wrapping up. And for you on Sunday the 3rd, this is going to be about your sex life, a reproductive need, a divorce, a third-party situation, a mortality issue, a birth, or anything in the major financial realms with the bankruptcy, the inheritance, the loan, the debt, the insurance, the taxes, the alimony, the child support, commissions, investments, settlements, partners, money, anything that's a big outside financial topic. So one of these things, or several, will be coming through or wrapping up by Sunday the 3rd. And then when we look at solar energy in this week ahead for Aries, you have Monday the 4th and Wednesday the 6th. These are days for you to show up physically and get involved, or for you to be more personally involved, tie in your name, your signature, your title, your brand, your image. And it's all about making money, or it's about your purchases or your possessions on Monday and Wednesday. So show up, get involved. On Monday, this ties into something really big involving creativity, the kids, the lover, or a recreational activity. And on Wednesday, it ties in very powerfully and very favorably to your career, your reputation or recognition, achievements, your goals, any authorities or higher up people that might recognize you or do something for you or be in the mix in some kind of powerful way. So very positive there. So this is Zoe Moon, and we have one heck of a week here ahead of us. I do suggest you guys read the monthly because I go into detail for every sign, and that is at zoemoonastrology.blogspot.com, blogspot.com. And you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. And I do daily posts there, so you can always tune in for more information there. So have a great one. I will be back next week, same time. I hope it's a wonderful beginning of this Mercury phase for everyone, and a happy full moon. I'll see you next week.